Estevan. Estevan police service members responded to a report of an assault with a weapon at a business in the northeast corner of Estevan on July 11. The investigation led police to a private residence where the suspect was arrested without incident. As a result of the incident, 49-year-old Pruthvazin Dodia of Estevan has been charged with assault with a weapon, which was a machete and possession of a weapon dangerous to the public peace. No significant injuries occurred to the victim during the incident, and the suspect received medical treatment while in police custody for minor injuries sustained during the assault. Dodia appeared in Estevan Provincial Court on July 12 and was subsequently released with a future court date to speak to the matter. EPS also responded to a report of a break and enter. The incident occurred in the Westview area. The forensic ident section also attended to the scene. The matter remains under investigation. Resident of Estevan was following a camper trailer and noticed that two lawn chairs fell out of the camper as it turned the corner. The chairs were brought to the police station in hopes that the owner will attend to retrieve them. Police also attended to a report of a suspicious male at a local hotel. The subject was located and when questioned stated that he was waiting for a friend to arrive. He left immediately after police interaction. Police received a report of a scam where the victim did pay some money in hopes that the scammers would stop contacting them. The scammers are now threatening the victim requesting more money. Matter remains under investigation. During night shift, EPS received two separate reports of theft of items from vehicles. The thefts were determined to have been committed by the same individual who was located a short time after the complaints were received. Christopher Borgen, 34, of Weyburn was arrested and charged with two counts of theft under $5,000 and subsequently released with a future court date to speak to the matter. Police also received a report of a fraud from an individual attempting to sell an item on social media. A prospective buyer provided a fraudulent check in an amount exceeding the value of the item and requested a refund of the difference by way of e-transfer. The matter is still under investigation and EPS would like to caution the public that this technique is a typical method used by scammers to obtain funds. Police received a report of another possible scam on July 10. The complainant was contacted via phone about a virus on her computer. The callers requested a substantial amount of money to repair it and stated that the computer would be locked out otherwise. No money was provided for the services. EPS would like to remind the public about these types of phone calls. If you are unsure if it is a scam, contact your local police for assistance. Police also received a report of a female passed out in a vehicle at a local business. EMS and police attended and the female was fine, stating that she was just tired.